sorry. Hummel, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
With the Padres in a desperate situation, you didn't figure they were going to go into there a good night, even though they got down 5 runs in the first, did you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, great job in the first, jumping on them, getting after it, and a lot of great at-bats. You know, Eddie got it started, Goldie. Congratulations to Nolan, you know, for his 100th RBI. Hadn't had that since 2012 from Holiday. You know, Sosa big swing, Bader big 2-run swing. But, yeah, got 5-0, but, you know, you don't think they're just going to roll over. You know, they're going to give you their best bolt, and they did, and we're able to fend them off.
When you get to this point of the season, how much different do you manage your bullpen? Like, you brought in your closer for most of the year in the fifth inning.
We did it earlier, you know, a couple weeks ago against LA, you know, after 4 innings. You know, that's the thing about having Alex when he's fresh. You know, clearly he can't do it all the time, but he's fresh. And, you know, Jay gave us a solid 4, and just the timing of the game made some sense. Got the ball off his foot, but I know he could have gone back out. And I was just sitting there ready with some rest, and is able to take down and did take down a couple of huge innings for us.
Excuse me. How important is it when a team opens the door a little bit, when they drop that fly ball in the first inning, to take advantage of that and then put a big number up there?
Yeah, it's very important. You know, we got an opportunity, and then we seized it. You know, great job by the offense. But like I said, so it's a big double, you know, down the line. And then Harrison stayed on it and boom, shot it to right for a 2-run double, you know, to really take advantage of that opportunity. It was what good teams do.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Jeff Jones, Buffalo News Democrat.
Mike, these last 3 series have been matchups against teams that were near where you guys were in the standings, and you went into those series, that Red Series, the Mets Series, the Padres. What kind of energy, confidence do you take out of winning all 3 of those, sweeping the last 2 of them, and sort of asserting yourself the way you have?
Yeah, we just went out and, you know, again, we talked about playing to our strengths and respectful and aware and prepare for our opponents and, you know, welcome the opportunity to play in those, you know, in those games. We welcome meaningful games, and, you know, guys showed up and got after it, and good in all phases. And I love the hungry. Like today, you know, we scored the 5 and still added on a couple in the 5th. You know, it was big. Goldie big double. O'Neill drives him in. You know, Sosa gets one in there. And then, you know, later with O'Neill, who I thought T.O. was great today, a couple walks, patient, grabs his bag. And, you know, Dylan got the ground ball single through there to end up being the difference maker. But I say that to talk about just being hungry and playing the game and getting after it and team effort. And this group's dedicated to and all in to what we're doing.
Zach Silver, MLB.com.
Mike Edmundo told us that when Dylan made that catch, it kind of snapped him into it's time to go in this game. How much does that catch just kind of set the tone for this game? And how much do getting some of those plays in this streak right now just kind of double the momentum? I know we talked earlier in the year when things were going as well that the defense is something you really leaned into and how you felt the process and things were still there. How much getting those 2 things in conjunction right now is just a double momentum for you guys?
No, it's great. I mean, that's a big play right off the bat. You know, he makes a tremendous, I mean, as good a play as you're going to see, you know, right off the bat with Tatis. You know, that ball gets in there and kicks off the wall, and you got a couple, you know, a double, maybe a triple. They post a number up there, but no, he goes out, grabs it, makes a heck of a play. And then we answer with the 5 in the bottom. It was a big momentum switch and just shows that guys are ready from jump street. It was a great play by Dylan. Also the defense, I thought Kids did a really nice job again back there. Did a really nice job in control of what he's doing. Had a couple, you know, had a good meeting. Blocked well. He did a nice job behind the plate for us today.
Kind of to that tune where we talked about just the defense through, you know, June and some of the tough parts. Is there anything you're seeing right now that just maybe we're not seeing or that isn't as clear that you have you just over, you know, really confident about what's going on right now? Just maybe stuff that's not quite there. I mean, the wins are obviously there, but is there anything that's coming along with them that even has you doubly confident, doubly happy with just how things are kind of going about right now? Maybe something that we're not quite seeing on the surface?
With our defense or just in general?
Just in general, with the vibe, with just how things are going right now.
No, that's a group that's been all in. I mean, you're seeing a group that's, you know, again, both sides of the ball, offense, pitching, working in concert. It's a group always been together this year, but it's really just playing the game, playing it aggressively, playing it smart, hungry for more, not satisfied, and just getting after it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's go to Tom Timmerman and Rick Hummel, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
We're doing the Blues Brothers here, so go ahead.
Which one's Jake and which one's Elwood?
Elwood. Thank you. Hey, Tommy Edman, nine-game hitting streak. You guys, eight-game win streak. Coincidence?
I can't. You know, when you have players playing well, there's not a coincidence. But, you know, it's good to have that ignition from the top. Tommy's done a great job. Again, right from the jump streak, bam, you know, ball in the gap, gets them on their heels, and is able to get them to board. And it's done a nice job offensively, defensively. He's a really good player, and I can't say there's a coincidence there. Can't say there's not. So he's done a nice job. A lot of guys played really well, and, you know, it's helped us win our games.
And what's he doing better from the left side of the plate now?
I think he's doing what he was doing earlier in the year. He's done in the past. He's staying through the whole, you know, staying through the baseball, using the whole field, driving the ball through the middle of the field, you know, getting pitches he wants to swing at and putting a good swing on them.
Wait, and then Sosa at the plate right now, he just keeps doing good things there, kind of the middle infield doing pretty well right now at bat.
Absolutely. You know, Sosa just he's aware of what he's looking for. He's taking good at bats. He knows how he's going to get pitched. He's got the ability to have some control with his bat. You know, he gets that sinker in on him and doubles down the line in the first and stays on the ball for the ball down the right field line for the double. You know, just a good player, smart player, played well defensively. But he's really just he's aggressive, but he also knows what he's looking for and how to execute.
All right, everybody good?
All right, one last thing. The day was Cardinals Fiesta Cardinales Day, and I was pleased with the pregame ceremony for the honoring of the Latin guys. And I'd be remiss not to give these guys the heartfelt appreciation that they're due. They come from all different walks of life, and me and Wayno were talking because he was out there celebrating his teammates before the game as well. And we're just talking about, and I've been privy to the road, haven't lived it, but I've seen it, the road that these guys have to go to get to this level and what they have to do to not only get to the academy in the first place, the sacrifice, the dedication, to get out of the academy, and then they come to the United States mostly for the first time, and that's a whole different world. Currency, language, food, you know, competition, everything, and to have them be able to persevere and they're so dedicated to their families too. A lot of these guys are take care of their families, have since they were younger. So I'm glad we were able to represent, you know, the Latin player today and give them a tip of the hat because they've definitely earned it.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.